Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 2, 1805. Hot days and cool nights. Today is much the same as the last few days. Clark is with the canoes struggling upstream. Lewis and a small party are marching on land near the Jefferson River, still looking for the Shoshone. Both captains know that the rest of the journey may be impossible if they can't find the Indians and trade or bargain for horses. The days in the valley are suffocatingly hot. However, the nights are cool. Both Captain Lewis and Sergeant Gass write in their journals, "The night is cool, and two blankets hardly serve to keep warm." Captain Lewis writes about the march today.
"We resumed our march this morning at sunrise. The weather was fair, and the wind from the northwest. Finding that the river still bore to the south, I determined to pass it, if possible, to shorten the route. This we effected about 5 miles above our camp of last evening by wading it. Found the current very rapid, about 90 yards wide and waist deep. This is the first time that I ever dared to make the attempt to wade the river, though there are many places between this and the Three Forks where I presume it might be attempted with equal success. The valley through which our route of this day lay, and through which the river winds its meandering course, is a beautiful plain, with but little timber, and that on the verge of the river. The land tolerably fertile, consisting of a black or dark yellow loam, and covered with grass from 9 inches to 2 feet high. We continued our route along this valley, which is from 6 to 8 miles wide until sunset, when we encamped for the night on the river bank, having traveled about 24 miles. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 2, 1805.
Yesterday, Lewis was sick and treated himself with Glauber's salts. Today he wrote that he was fully recovered and felt very able to continue the march tomorrow. He crossed the Jefferson River from Jefferson County to Madison County, Montana, somewhere between the present-day towns of Cardwell and Whitehall. He camped somewhere in the vicinity of present-day Waterloo. Captain Clark continued his route on the river, but the current was very rapid and the men tired from the effort of using the tow ropes and poles. He passed a small creek on the starboard side, which he named Birth Creek, as yesterday was his 35th birthday. This creek was later named Whitetail Creek and passes the present-day town of Whitehall, Montana. Clark also wrote in his journal entry that he discovered a tumor rising on his ankle, which was painful to him. Tomorrow, fresh Indian tracks.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.